This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking about Granada. We're talking about the Moors. We're talking about the Great Palace, the Alhambra. We're joined by Javier Menor and Jorge Roman. It's very crowded, and it's very frustrating for a tourist who's not prepared. If you're going to Granada and you want to see the Alhambra, what do you need to do?
Well, first of all, online. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you get everything online. You know, not only for the Alhambra, but anything nowadays. Try to get it as soon as you can, because especially in summer in Granada and that altitude, it can be really, really hot. And also, you have another option as well, which are the night tours.
Mm. Which, that's a beautiful opportunity.
Yeah, it is a beautiful crowd. And you see it from a different perspective, because you have lights. They have put all the lights in a very intelligent way just to resemble, like you said before, about the lions. At night, the patio of the lions is absolutely beautiful because the entire piece is made out of white marble. Mm. So with two or three strategically located pieces of light, you get the magical point of that place.
It's incredible. And the other dimension of the Alhambra is the garden, the Generalife. Mm-hmm. In English, it looks like general life. Yes. Javier, what is the meaning of the Generalife?
It's the summer gardens, and it wasn't a palace properly. It's a building with the gardens where the where these people used to spend the daytime, mm-hmm. in the hot summer days, resuming the day back in the main palace.
And so my it was the Quranic description of heaven almost. I mean, you have all of this delightful symmetrical gardens, the running water, mm-hmm. a beautiful escape from the palace.
So yeah, that is a nice word, escape.
Yeah.
And it's more focused on nature.
So when you go to Spain, you can listen to gypsy music without mm-hmm. calling it Roma music.
Correct.
And there's a district where the gypsies famously live, just up the next valley.
It's called the Sacro Monte.
And what do you think of the Sacro Monte?
It's scary at first, because it's kind of a cul-de-sac, has no
I'm
exit.
Interested to hear you, yeah. Mr. Spain, saying it's scary, because it's scary for me. I leave my rings, I leave my wallet, I leave everything mm-hmm. in the hotel when I go in the Sacro Monte. I take just enough money for a drink mm-hmm. and to hear a flamenco show.
It's only scary at first, and yeah. then it's fine.
Yeah, you feel confident after being there.
And then when you look into the eyes of that flamenco dancer, that gypsy dancer in that cave, you're remembering the rich culture there, mm-hmm. the different cultures that come together, and it's all this celebration of Granada.
And it's like a compendium of all the cultures that the gypsies, when they spread out, some of them remain in Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
Those are the Romas
yeah.
for us.
Okay.
And the gypsies are those who came from North Africa, from Egypt. Gypsy Egyptians.
Okay.
So they just nomads, they went all the way through to the Atlantic, they had nowhere else to go, and then they crossed the peninsula. That's why we call them gitanos, without any disrespect.
Right.
And that's why they call themselves gitanos.
The gypsies.
And it's a different thing. And if you allowed me, I have to tell you, my grandfather on my mother's side, he was gypsy. So I've got some gypsy blood in my
veins. So when you go to that viewpoint and look at the Alhambra,
I feel at home.
You feel at home.